This is Radio North Sea International, the voice of Europe and the sound of the world. Broadcasting in the medium wave on 220 meters, 1,367 kilocycles. In VHF, channel 44, 100 megacycles. In the short wave on the 49-meter European band, 6.2 megacycles. And to the world on the 31-meter band, 9.94 megacycles. Right time from Bulova's, exactly 3 o'clock. Bulova, the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. Richard Pink, sing a song for freedom. Well, that's what we hope you're singing a song, at least a few of you are, for us this afternoon out here on the Mevo 2.
Everybody gotta sing a song for me.
Well, I suppose you could say we're disc jockeys. They're not gangsters or hoodlums, and we have to sort of walk around and carry guns and knives to protect ourselves because we don't expect things like this to happen in the modern world of 1970, especially piracy at sea. But this appears to be what's going on right now, the attempt of the people on board the tug Husky in an attempt to cut the anchor chain from the Mevo 2 and take us into shore. Michael? Mark, sorry.
Yeah, well, our tug is now alongside our tug, not their tug, yes. Our tug, is now alongside with a representative of our company. And he'd like to thank everybody who has phoned in, and that you may be delighted to know that you managed to jam our lines to our head office. So thanks everybody who has helped us by phoning in. But now, as far as we're concerned, the thing is now under control, we hope, and things are being sorted out now. We'll let you know further news as it gets, as it happens. Okay.
I think that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Mark Wesley, for that bit of news. We'll keep you informed as it happens on Radio North Sea International. We continue on at 4 minutes after 3 o'clock, in spite of everything, with music, because that's what you listen to us for. This time it's a hit-bound record from R&I. Let's hope it makes it into the charts, okay, with a bit of a happy sound from Mary Clayton. This is her version of the Rolling Stones thing, Gimme Shelter. Mitchell once again, I'd like to break into that record for Mary Clayton to say once again, as Mark Wesley said, thank you ever so much to everyone who phoned in to our head office in Zurich and as well to our office in Scheveningen. However, we'd like to appeal to everyone to hold their telephone calls now, because the situation is now appears to be under control as far as the telephone situation is concerned. The telephone calls are no longer necessary. As a matter of fact, we understand that the Zurich exchange and the Scheveninger exchange have broken down due to the volume of telephone calls. We can only say from the bottom of our hearts, from all of us out here on the Mebo 2, thank you ever so much in our moments of peril. Clayton at 7 minutes after 3 o'clock from R&I. Gimme Shelter and a hit-bound sound. We'd like to repeat our message that we said just a minute ago. Radio North Sea extends their greetings and thanks, many, many thanks to everyone who phoned in our Zurich office and phoned into our office in Scheveningen. However, we would appreciate that you now cease calling, however, because of the fact that the telephone exchanges, this is most interesting, in both Zurich and in Scheveningen have broken down due to the large volume of telephone calls. So once again, we thank each and every one of you who took the time and quite possibly a considerable amount of money if you've called from a long distance to phone our offices and tell them of what the situation was out here on the Mebo 2 and still is, however. We thank you ever so much. However, please do not place any more telephone calls, as this will only harm the two exchanges in Zurich and in Scheveningen. Thanks ever so much. We'll have a more formal statement on that to give you in a few minutes, right after this record from Jefferson Airplane. When the truth is found. We'll be alive in all the joy. Jefferson Airplane with the voice of Great Slick, and that's Hit Bound from R&I. Well, actually, it's a hit in Holland right now. That's Somebody to Love. And I'll tell you one thing, all of us out here on the Amoebo 2 this afternoon have many people to love, especially thanks for much of your cooperation. As a matter of fact, we'd like to extend our thanks right now to those on the Veronica tender, on the small boat which came over from Veronica to aid us in our help. That's Radio Veronica. Thanks a lot, lads. And we'll be seeing you very shortly. I see your boat is pulling up alongside the Amoebo 2, and we'll have a bit of a chat maybe with a couple of your lads in a few minutes. In the meantime, we'll have a quick rundown on everything that's gone on over the past 2 hours in case you've just joined us out here on Radio North Sea International. About 2 hours ago, two small boats, one large tug, as a matter of fact, and a small launch, the tug, the Husky, from Willemstad, and the launch, the Viking, both owned by Mr. Herrmann. On board was Mr. Case Munders, who has been involved in a legal dispute with Radio North Sea International for the past week. Mr. Munders came on board the Amoebo 2, had a discussion with our captain, and asked the captain to cut our anchor chain, and as well that the tug would tow us into port, into Scheveningen. The captain refused, as this is an act of piracy, according to international maritime regulations, and consequently Mr. Case Munders left the boat, went back to the launch. They circled the boat for approximately half an hour. The tug, the Husky, approached the Amoebo 2 then, in an attempt to cut our anchor chain. They also threatened us with water cannons. However, we have told them that if that had been used, it would probably have resulted in grave, serious bodily harm to all those involved on the tug, quite possibly death. There was also, which I consider quite irresponsible, they had a small child and a woman on board the boat, and in a situation like this, I consider that highly irresponsible. Well, now at this current situation, the two boats have pulled away approximately 500 yards away from the Amoebo 2 and are moving in a northeasterly direction away from the Amoebo 2. We shall keep you informed as to what's happening there. However, in the meantime, many, many thousands of people have been jamming the lines, calling in an attempt to contact our office in Zurich and in Scheveningen. We appreciate ever so much your help in this situation. However, we would appreciate if you would cease telephoning now, because it has jammed up the lines both in Zurich and in Scheveningen. Michael Lindsay.
Yes, I'd like to say that the two boats now have disappeared into a mist, and we'd like to say hello to everybody on the Dolphin that's just come out very close, and nearest it's ever been, I think, to us at the moment. We'd like to say hello to all the hundreds of people on board.
Thank you ever so much. It's really, in spite of everything bad that could have occurred today, it's fantastic to see the cooperation and the help. We thank you ever so much from every single person who helped in this particular situation this afternoon, especially to something like several hundred people who have come out towards the Amoebo 2 in small boats, in large boats, to help us in this particular thing with Mr. Munders and Mr. Herrmann. Thank you ever so much once again. We'll be returning to normal programs rather shortly. However, if more developments should come up, we shall keep you informed. As a matter of fact, a rather good day to keep good news going, so why don't we continue on with Donovan. His new single release comes from his LP Open Road. They call it Ricky Tikki Tavi.
To get into, better get into it now, no second, please. United Nations, really united, and the organization ain't really organized. Ricky, take it, mongoose, let's go. Ricky, take it, mongoose, let's go. We're coming around for the killing you take no more, my love. Rickety-dickety-dickety, mongoose has gone. Everybody who read the Jungle Book and know the rickety-dickety-dickety, mongoose have killed snakes. When I was a young man, I was led to believe there were organizations that killed my snakes for me. I.e. the church, i.e. the government, i.e. school. But when I got a little older, I learned how to kill myself. Thank you. says I'm on. Oh, 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 inside of my dress I'm on. Come on now. Oh, 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 inside of my dress I'm on.
From Donovan and from his new LP, Open Road. That's Midbound Sound from Radio North Sea International. At 17 minutes after 3 o'clock on the Nemo 2 this afternoon, we have two of the gentlemen who came on board to help us in our particular situation this afternoon. Say hello this afternoon to Harry and Ruud. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks ever so much for coming on. Do you want to say anything or say hello to any of your friends because you're on board a radio ship and maybe you'd like to say hello to your family or friends or some such thing?
I want to greet the crew of the Mayo.
Crew of the Mayo
to blame.
And Ruud? No? No, he's got no one to say hello to, but we'll say hello to all of his friends for him, shall we? We'll continue on with music this afternoon for everyone and everyone involved in this particular band bit of a situation this afternoon on R&I, with a record which is, I suppose you could say, is most appropriate. It comes from the free, and we keep our fingers crossed that it's all right now.
Thank you.
According to the free, it's all right now. That's shots out of a 16 in the top 30 of R&I. And we stand by for a word from the managing director of Radio North Sea International.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry for the inconvenience today that you've had, but unfortunately we've had problems out here. And I'm glad the disc jockeys have done their part in keeping you informed, and that's what R&I plans to do, is keep you informed of everything that goes on out here. I am out here right now with the owner of Radio North Sea International from Mebo Limited in Zurich, Switzerland, and we hope we don't have too many problems. At the moment, the ships have pulled off, but we are sure, as they have told us, that they are coming back. They have brought a child and a woman on one of the ships to kind of deter us from doing anything to them, although it is our intention, as the owner of the station has said to the captain of the trip that brought us out here, only the agent from the shipping company in Holland, myself, and the owner, Mr. Erwin Meister, has come out to the Mebo. Many people wanted to come out to help us. We told them they could not come on our ship. We are not interested in any fights. We are not interested in any deaths at sea. This station is not around to make trouble. This station is around to provide you with musical entertainment. And this is the reason that we asked only the shipping agent, Mr. Erwin Meister, and myself, Larry Tremaine, to come out here to the Mebo 2 to see what the problem was. We have contacted our attorneys, our solicitors in Holland, and we are trying to do our utmost to do the best for you. So please stay tuned. Thank you all very much for lighting up the switchboard at the Grand Hotel. We appreciate that very much. Also, thank you very much for lighting up the switchboard in Zurich. As I understand, all the lines were flooded, showing your continued support for Radio North Sea International. We are not saying at this time that we do not still need help, because at this time they have pulled away, but we are sure they are coming back. Mr. Mundus has no right to take this ship. There has never been a contract signed with him. There is no agreements between him and Radio North Sea International. This I can assure our listeners implicitly that there is no agreement and there is no reason for this action whatsoever. We are very sorry for all this trouble. We are very sorry to interrupt music like this, but you can understand our involved situation out here. We will protect the Mebo 2 to the utmost. We will not leave this ship. We are prepared for them, although we do not want a fight. We do not want any deaths or anybody hurt at all. It went so far as to tell them when they plan to put water on the transmitter, the disc jockeys, just by thinking of the people on the ship and not thinking of themselves, told them not to put water on the transmitter because it would kill everybody on the tugboat. This we did not have to do, but we did it because we are a music station. We are not around to injure or endanger any lives whatsoever. So please stay tuned. If you wish to help, we want it. But meanwhile, stay with us.
Thank you very much. Larry Tremaine, the managing director of Radio North Sea International. It's 25 minutes after 3 o'clock on R&I this afternoon for a Saturday afternoon. We continue on with music, this time Mungo Jerry.
Yeah.
That's Mighty Man from the Bunker, Jerry from the Maxi single In the Summertime. It's in the R9 Top 30 this week at number 29. Takes us to exactly 29 minutes as well after the hour of 3 o'clock. And on Mebo 2 this afternoon, we continue to keep you informed as to the situation out here. As you can imagine, a wee bit tense, all of us. However, maintaining with most of the music as you desire it, as you want it. And as you heard from our managing director, Mr. Larry Tremaine, a few minutes ago, the situation is well in hand at this particular moment. However, the two boats could return to the Mebo 2. So we'll keep you informed as it happens. Continue on with music with Tony Joe White. It's a hit ball record from R&I. He calls his newest one, Save Your Sugar For Me.
See you in the hallroom, meet you after school. Leading in your backyard, ooh, the grass is cool. Laying on the banks now, looking at the sky. No words are passed between us, we see it with our eyes. Save your sugar for me, save your sugar for me. Save your sugar for me, I'll save my sugar for you.
Save Your Sugar For Me from the amazing Tony Joe White, and it caught us unawares. We were preparing a bit of statement next door. However, if we reach over here quickly like and put another record on the table, make a few clunks and noises, it sounds like it'll be Miguel Rios. Well, we'll find something quick to take that off, shall we? Of the song of joy. I suppose it's most appropriately played right about now because everyone feeling a bit more relieved on the situation as our managing director and the owner of Mebo Limited, Radio North, the International's owners, have come on to the Mebo too. Well, that's about how the situation stands us now. The two boats, the Tug Husky from Willemstad and the Launch Viking, have pulled away from the Mebo too and they've disappeared into the mist. Sounds like a film, but there we go. This is actually happening. This is Radio North Sea International. And this is Carl Mitchell, who I've been with you for the past 45 minutes. I should be making way for Alan West shortly, who will be resuming normal programming, that is, on R&I. As we stutter and stammer through our words this afternoon, nervous tension a bit high throughout the boat. And as we continue to say, thank you ever so much, each and every one of you, showing your support for Free Radio, for Radio North Sea International. It is not only well appreciated, it's well felt in the hearts of all of us out here, because if it hadn't happened, it might have meant the end of Radio North Sea International. This might as well have meant the end of music, which, from your letters and from your comments, and as shown today, from your telephone calls, which totally blocked the reception, and the exchanges is what I'm saying,
in Zurich, and in Scheveninger. Now we know. Thank you ever so much once again. We'll keep you informed as things happen out here. And in the meantime, we go back to some music. This is Carl Mitchell saying thank you personally, and we'll see you later on this evening, God willing, from 12 to 4. In the meantime, we'll be making way for Alan West. Thank you ever so much. Bye-bye.
This week's number 10 sound, the Radio Noughtsie Top 30, comes from Three Dog Night and Mama Told Me Not to Come. And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the West Wireless Show. A little bit belated this afternoon, but West is finally here. Good afternoon. A quick rundown on what's happened this afternoon in just a few moments following this record from Exception. We'll be right back. most recent record from the group Exception, Dutch group, and the number 36 song this week in the Dutch Top 40. It's called Another History. And talking of history, time now at 20 minutes to 4 o'clock. This is an account of what exactly happened this afternoon. At approximately 25 minutes to 2 this afternoon, the Tug Husky from Willemstad was sighted from the ship, from our ship Nebo. Also the launch Viking, which is registered in Panama. We'll give you details of the ships in just a few moments. And a certain Kees Manders, owner of nightclubs in Amsterdam, came aboard to talk about taking over the ship. Now, it appears that Kees Manders had some sort of business agreement with us at some time, but it was never signed, and he was never in actual fact a director of this company, and he now feels that he wishes to take the ship away from us. In our own way, we are prepared, but we do need some help, so please stand by in case there's any way in which you can help us. Details of the ships are the Tug Husky, H-U-S-K-Y, H-U-S-K-E, from Willemstad. The Tug Husky from Willemstad in Holland, which is owned by Mr. Ermat. I do believe the ship is registered in Curaçao and is flying the Curaçao flag and also the Dutch flag. The launch which was escorting the tug was named Viking, V-I-K-I-N-G, V-E-K-E-N-G. Launch Viking, registered in Panama, flying a Panamanian flag and owned by Mr. Erroman. And the owner, Mr. Erroman, was on board. His name is spelled E-R-R-E-M-A-N. A-R-R-A-M-R-N. Yes, Mr. Erroman was on board the launch Viking. Since our own tender, the trip from Scheveningen, came out this afternoon, the ships have disappeared, and we expect them to arrive at any time. We don't know when they'll arrive. They're obviously hidden behind the fog somewhere. Maybe they have gone away altogether. We're trying to monitor them on the radar. At the present time, we have no more information for you. That's the story so far. We are prepared, but we do need help. We may need help, so if you can help us in any way, please stand by. Thank you very much. You're tuned to Radio Nordsee International. Quarter to four, Quattro for Fear. This is Radio Nordsee International, the voice of Europe, the sound of the world, on the air 24 hours daily. Radio North Sea International broadcasts from the radio ship Mebo 2, anchored in international waters at latitude 52 degrees, 10 minutes, 12 seconds north. That's latitude 52 degrees, 10 minutes, 12 seconds north. Longitude 4 degrees, 13 minutes, 30 seconds east. Longitude 4 degrees, 13 minutes and 30 seconds east on the following frequencies. 217 meters at 220 meters in the medium wave band, that's 1367 kilocycles. VHF, channel 44, 100 megacycles, and in the shortwave 49 meter band, 6.2 megacycles, and to the world on 31 meters, 9.94 megacycles. Our postal address, post office box 113, 8047, Zurich, in Switzerland.
Gentlemen, this is the managing director of Radio North Sea International again, Larry Tremaine. Again, for those of you who did not hear our broadcast earlier, we had an emergency situation out here on the Mebo 2. I have come out with the owner of Radio North Sea International, one of the owners, Mr. Erwin Meister. The other owner is not here. He is in our Zurich office. We only came out here with three people. We came out here with myself, Mr. Erwin Meister, the owner. We came out here with the shipping agent of Radio North Sea International and Mebo Limited in Zurich. We'd like to thank everyone for staying tuned to Radio North Sea International through our time of trouble, as well as with our music. We have had our problems. We hope we don't have any more. The ships have gone at the present time. We also want to thank very dearly Radio Veronica, who sent three of their crew members over here in a small launch to help us, because they also, as our next door neighbors, understand what piracy means. And this that was going on was none other than an act of piracy on the high seas. We cannot understand why this happened. We do know that we had no contracts whatsoever, no paperwork whatsoever, with a one Case Mundus. Thanks again for listening. I want to thank all the disc jockeys also, who have done quite a good job and have done their best in
going through these time of troubles, keeping the shows going for you and keeping you informed and keeping their head about things. So for you that didn't hear this message before, this is Larry Tremaine, the managing director of Radio North Sea International, saying to you, we only hope that you stay tuned to us. We're not out of trouble yet, so don't think we are. We are still in a little bit of trouble. We don't know what's going to happen. We're not sure. But please, please stay tuned for any emergency that may come up. If you have a boat and you want to come out, and your boat is seaworthy and you are a good captain, we'd like to see you out here. There's no problem with this. But please, bear with us. With Radio North Sea International, anchored in international waters, broadcasting from the good ship Nebo 2, trying to entertain you, our listening public, and bring you the greatest programs out of the North Sea to all of Europe and the world. So please, bear with us. Thank you very much. Now back to Alan West, who has been doing a great job. Also like to thank Andy Archer, Michael Lindsay, Spangles Muldoon, Mark Wesley, Carl Mitchell, our DJs on shore at the present time, Stephen Ladd, who unfortunately we only took the three of us out here, so he did not come out with us, and Rob Eden, who is also on shore at the present time, who we also did not allow out because there were many people who wanted to come out and help us. We told them all, please, we're not interested in a fight. We're only interested in staying on the air. We do not want to be responsible for any deaths at sea. We're not interested in any fights. We have contacted our solicitor, our attorney, and we are trying to do our best. So stay tuned, please. Now back to Alan West.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire.
Can't talk anymore. In Holland from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Greg Taylor. Dallas Taylor and Greg Reeves playing there as well. 5 minutes to four now, and very good afternoon to you. And welcome to Radio North Sea International if you've just tuned in. Good afternoon, West Har, and now music from Jigsaw. Jigsaw and a brand new record there called Lollipop and Goody Man. Let's have an international pussycat, huh? Cheer ourselves up a little bit, yeah. Saturday, isn't it? What'd you say? 2.5 minutes to 4 o'clock now. To take us there, Chicago in 25 or 6 to 4. From Chicago, 25 or 6 to 4.
Sounds happiness.